Tuesday, October 31st. Halloween party. Kids can off their costumes, have photos snapped with emergency vehicles and trick or treat with Coquitlam RCMP and firefighters at a Halloween party at Buchanan Square, outside the detachment and Coquitlam City Hall, 3000 Guilford Way, from 2:30 to 6:30 p.m. More, 604-945-1550. Wednesday, November 1st. Need a job? If you're looking for a job, head over to the Evergreen Cultural Center in Coquitlam, 1205 Pine Tree Way, for the 2023 Tri-Cities Job Fair hosted by WorkBC Centers in Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam and Port Moody. The event runs from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and features more than 20 employers based in Metro Vancouver, including the cities of Coquitlam and Port Coquitlam, Fraser Health, Lordco Auto Parts and Save on Foods. There is no entry cost. Register. 2023 tricitiesjobfair.eventbrite.ca. Thursday, November 2nd. Watershed Health. Join the Coquitlam River Watershed Roundtable for a talk titled Vital Signs, Checking Our Watershed's Health, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Pine Tree Community Center in Coquitlam, 1260 Pine Tree Way. There will be a moderated panel discussion followed by a question period for the audience. More. CoquitlamRiverWatershed.ca. Friday, November 3rd. Pageant Ready. See the contestants in the Miss Vancouver pageant today and Saturday in the Inlet Theatre inside Port Moody City Hall, 100 Newport Dr. The show starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are $81.21 for the talent and preliminary contest. The finals are November 4th. More. Eventbrite.ca. New Light. The organization Diwali Fest marks 20 years with an Indian wedding-themed Diwali event. The Haldi celebration, in partnership with Coquitlam Heritage, takes place at the Evergreen Cultural Center in Coquitlam, 1205 Pine Tree Way, from 6 to 9 p.m. Dress as yellow or orange to take part in the pre-wedding musical and dance showcase. There is no cost. Register. EvergreenCulturalCenter.ca. Football Supremacy. The Tri-Cities two high school varsity football teams wrap up their regular seasons playing each other for the Coquitlam Cup. The Centennial Centaurs visit the Terry Fox Ravens, 7 p.m. at Percy Perry Stadium in Coquitlam's Town Center Park, 1299 Pine Tree Way. More. sd43.bc.ca/school/centennial. Express Action. Watch the Coquitlam Express hockey team battle Langley at the Poirier Sport and Leisure Complex, 633 Poirier Street, at 7 p.m. More. CoquitlamExpress.ca. Trailblazers on Ice. Cheer on the Port Coquitlam Trailblazers as they meet Grandview on the ice at the Port Coquitlam Community Center, 2150 Wilson Avenue, for a 7 p.m. game. More. PortMoodyPanthers.com. Saturday, November 4th. Pull Weeds. Earn school credit and high fives by taking part in the City of Port Moody's invasive plant removal at Thurston Terrace. Volunteers will tackle a large patch of English ivy that's spreading through the forest. Meet at the trail entrance at Noons Creek Drive and Cunningham Lane. Wear study shoes and bring water. Gloves, eye protection and tools will be provided. Kids ages 14 and under need adult accompaniment. More. PortMoody.ca. Get it fixed. The City of Port Coquitlam's Repair Cafe returns to the Public Works Yard, 1737 Broadway Street, for the monthly fix session with staff and volunteers from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Bring your broken items in for a free repair. Donations are encouraged. The event is in partnership with the Rotary Port Coquitlam Centennial. More. PortCoquitlam.ca. Christmas Fair. Shop for the holidays at the Terry Fox Christmas Fair at Terry Fox Secondary in Port Coquitlam, 1260 Riverwood Doctor, an event sponsored in part by the Tri-City News. More than 100 vendors and suppliers will be on site. There's also a 50-50 draw. Admission to the craft fair is $2, no ATM on site. Email. terryfoxcraftfair@gmail.com. Original art. Tour the wellness room at the Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 Ioco Road, this weekend to shop for original art created by the members of the Port Moody Art Association for their 54th annual showcase, running from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. All pieces purchased on site can be taken home at the time of sale. This year's featured artist is Dutch painter Carla Vermaat, a club member for 2 years. More. Facebook.com/Pima50. Diwali Fest. Learn about South Asian culture at Diwali, Festival of Light Celebration, happening from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. in the Port Coquitlam Community Center, 2150 Wilson Avenue. The free drop-in festival includes dance and arts workshops, a Diwali market, and cultural exhibits and performances. More. Facebook.com/events/20394862946418368/?active_tab=discussion. For scribes, K.O. Vioso talks about how to create conflict in characters at a workshop at the Port Moody Public Library, 100 Newport Doctor, from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Bring your manuscript. And, from 2:30 to 4 p.m., author Eric D'Souza will speak about how writers can find their audience. D'Souza is the social media coordinator for Crime Writers of Canada. Register. PortMoodyLibrary.ca. Autumn Celebration. Hear the success stories from the Talitha Kum Society as the nonprofit group, which runs 2 addiction recovery homes in Coquitlam, hosts a fundraiser at St. Clair of Assisi Catholic Church, 2888 Delahaye Doctor. From 6:15 to 10 p.m. tickets at $50, or $365 for a table, include a dinner, speakers and entertainment from Nicholas Roy. The event is sponsored by Beattie. More. CanadaHelps.org. Sitar and tabla. Sitarist and composer Muhammad Asani, who is known for his genre-defying approach to music making, performs original and traditional Indian and Pakistani tunes at Place des Arts in Coquitlam, 1120 Brunette Avenue, at 7 p.m. His show is called Spirit of Tradition. Tickets. Eventbrite.ca. Pageant ready. See the contestants in the Miss Vancouver pageant today and Saturday in the Inlet Theatre inside Port Moody City Hall, 100 Newport Doctor. The show starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are $107.83 for the finals and coronation. More. Eventbrite.ca. Wind Music. Dance the World Over is the title of the concert by the Pacific Symphonic Wind Ensemble, which performs at 7:30 p.m. at the Evergreen Cultural Center in Coquitlam, 1205 Pine Tree Way. Tickets are $20 per $15 per $12. More, evergreenculturalcenter.ca. Healing Hands. Are you looking for closure after the loss of a loved one? Expert mediums Alan Holmes and Mark Brooks with the Universal Spiritualist Center may help reach your past relatives and friends in the spirit world at a healing event at the Port Coquitlam Community Center, 2150 Wilson Avenue. The event is from 7:30 to 9 p.m. in the J.B. Young Room. Admission is $25. More. WTTSW.com. Panthers Game. Cheer on the Port Moody Panthers as they face off against Langley on the ice at the Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 Ioco Road, for a 7:45 p.m. game. More. PortMoodyPanthers.com. Get Dancing. Slip on your dancing shoes to groove to the Latin beats with the Salsa Dance Zone. A beginner's lesson is at 8 p.m. with the dance floor opening up from 9 p.m. to midnight. Tonight's event takes place at the Port Coquitlam Legion, 2675 Shaughnessy Street. Admission is $15. More. SalsaDanceZone.com. Sunday, November 5th. Winter Farmers Market. Grab your grocery bags and head to the Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 Ioco Road, Port Moody, for the Winter Farmers Market, run by the Grow Local Society. Tour the market between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. to find fresh fare, meats and handcrafted items. More. MakeBakeGrow.com. Original art. Tour the wellness room at the Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 Ioco Road, today to shop for original art created by the members of the Port Moody Art Association for their 54th annual showcase, running from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. All pieces purchased on site can be taken home at the time of sale. This year's featured artist is Dutch painter Carla Vermaat, a club member for 2 years. More. Facebook.com/Pima50. Holiday Vendor Market. Shop for gifts early at the Holiday Market at Site B in Port Moody, 3012 Murray Street, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Entry is free. More. PortMoody.ca. First World War. Hear battlefield historian John Gaheen talk about the First World War. And how we remember, at a Remembrance Day presentation at 1 p.m. at Pomo Museum, 2734 Murray Street, Port Moody. Admission is by donation. Register. Eventbrite.ca. Authors Fair. Talk with writers and readers, and pick up books, at the Authors Fair, on from 2 to 4 p.m. in the Port Moody Public Library, 100 Newport Dr. More. PortMoodyLibrary.ca. Will's Jams. Children's entertainer Will Strohe, a Juno Award nominee, brings his playful tunes and stories to the Evergreen Cultural Center in Coquitlam, 1205 Pine Tree Way, for a family-friendly show from 3 to 4:30 p.m. Admission is $10. More. EvergreenCulturalCenter.ca. Wrap-up party. Celebrate the end of the Asian Impact Society's art exhibit at Place des Arts in Coquitlam, 1120 Brunette Avenue, with canapes and cocktails gathering from 4 to 6 p.m. The art display, which ends November 9th at the Millardville Arts Hub, is titled Your Art, Your Reflections. The wrap-up party is free. Participants can also vote on their favorite artwork. More. AsianImpactSociety.com. Monday, November 6th. In watercolor, check out the artwork in the Michael Wright Art Gallery at Lee Square, next to Port Coquitlam City Hall, where the International Watercolor Society of Canada is hosting an exhibition until January 16, 2024. The display is called Stories in Light. Also, in the Outlet Art Gallery, also at Lee Square, there is a group show called Neither Here Nor There, But Everywhere. Neither Then Nor Now, But Forever by Natasha Boskic, Linda Hafner, Pierre Leichner, Alex Lavrov, Johnny Tai, Hoda Mir and Barbara Teverato. More. PortCoquitlam.ca. Tuesday, November 7th. Heritage Detectives. Hear from Port Coquitlam history buff Brian Ness at Poco Heritage, 150-2248 McAllister Avenue. At his bi-weekly talk about the city's past. More. PocoHeritage.org. Eco Cinema. Grab a seat at the City Center branch of the Coquitlam Public Library, 1169 Pine Tree Way, to see 2040, a film by director Damon Gamow that looks sustainable practices. The screening from 6 to 8:30 p.m. is free and a half-hour talk will be held afterward. More. CokeLibrary.ca. Urban Forest Forum. Hear from five environmental experts at the second Tri-Cities Urban Forest Forum, happening at 7 p.m. at Douglas College's Coquitlam campus, 1250 Pine Tree Way. Nancy Furness, who has a Ph.D. in plant ecophysiology from UBC, will moderate the talk that includes presentations from Aaron Gorby, manager of Urban Forestry and Parks, and Karen Johnson, sustainability project specialist, with the City of Coquitlam, Andre Andoyan, director of SFU's Resource and Environmental Management Planning Program, Isabel Gordon, the District of West Vancouver's director of financial services who has expertise on municipal natural asset valuation and management, and master gardener Brian Minter. The topic of discussion is, how do we meet the urgent need for affordable housing while retaining the healthy urban forest we need to manage the effects of climate change? The event in Lecture Theatre A1470 is sponsored by the Burke Mountain Naturalists, Protect Coquitlam's Urban Trees and the Wondrous Tree Fellowship. More. Facebook.com/WondrousTreeFellowship. Wednesday, November 8th. Amateur and professional snappers can share ideas with the Pacific Digital Photography Club, which holds its meetings on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month at Port Moody Secondary, 300 Albert Street, from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. More. pdpc.ca. Thursday, November 9th. Winter Delights. Shop for Christmas at the Winter Treasures Artisan Market, which opens at 10:30 a.m. at Pomo Arts, 2425 St. John Street, Port Moody. The boutique-style market includes handcrafted pottery, jewelry, glass and art. Also opening today is the 27th Annual Blackberry Christmas Marketplace, operated by the Blackberry Gift Shop at Pomo Arts. More. pomoarts.ca. Candle Making. Try your hand at candle making at Mackin House in Coquitlam, 1116 Brunette Avenue, to light up the dark days in the house. The cost is $40 and is appropriate for ages 12 and up. The Coquitlam Heritage Society event runs from 6 to 9 p.m. More. CoquitlamHeritage.ca. Chess Club. Drop into the Poirier branch of the Coquitlam Public Library, 575 Poirier Street, for a friendly chess game or two with friends or new friends. Chess sets will be provided for the 14-plus event that begins at 7 p.m. More. CokeLibrary.ca. Radio Broadcast. IOCO Players Theatre presents War of the Worlds, the Panic Broadcast, Port Moody at the Inlet United Church at the Springs, 2315 Spring Street, from November 9th to 11. The production is based on the H.G. Wells novel The War of the Worlds. Tickets are via eventbrite.ca. More. Facebook.com/groups/IOCO Players Theatre Port Moody. Friday, November 10th. Radio Broadcast. IOCO Players Theatre presents War of the Worlds, the Panic Broadcast, Port Moody at the Inlet United Church at the Springs, 2315 Spring Street, from November 9th to 11. The production is based on the H.G. Wells novel The War of the Worlds. Tickets are via eventbrite.ca. More. Facebook.com/groups/IOCO Players Theatre Port Moody. Trailblazers on Ice. Cheer on the Port Coquitlam Trailblazers as they meet Chilliwack on the ice at the Port Coquitlam Community Center, 2150 Wilson Avenue, for a 7 p.m. game. More. PocoHockey.ca. Crossroads Coffee House. David Simons, Benedict Schietz, Rachel Pryor Sang, Chris Fowles and Brian Baroda, a.k.a. The Side Project, perform at 8:45 p.m. at the Crossroads Coffee House, a fundraiser for Crossroads Hospice in Port Moody. The show starts at 7:30 p.m., with an in-remembrance opening featuring musicians Don Klein, Rob Turner, Wayne Sawyer, Gord Markle, Bill Marshall and Kate Smith, at the Port Coquitlam Community Center, 2150 Wilson Avenue. Admission is $10. More. Facebook.com/CrossroadsHospice Coffee House. Movie Night. Au Revoir Les Enfants, an autobiographical film by Louis Malle, rolls at the Inlet Theatre in Port Moody, 100 Newport Doctor, at 7:30 p.m. courtesy of the Port Moody Film Society. The flick from 1987 follows the protagonist at a French boarding school in the Second World War. Entry is $5, cash or check, and a $5 society membership for the year. More. pmfilm.ca. Saturday, November 11th. Lest We Forget. A Remembrance Day service will be held between 10:15 a.m. and noon at Coquitlam's Blue Mountain Park, 975 King Albert Avenue. In Port Coquitlam, it's in the newly renovated Veterans Park in front of City Hall, 2580 Shaughnessy Street. More. ArcLegion263.ca, PokeLegion.ca. Kearney Crafts. If you've got a long list of shopping to do for the holidays, consider the Archbishop Kearney Regional Catholic Secondary School Christmas Craft Fair, on from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Port Coquitlam School, 1335 Dominion Avenue. More than 150 vendors will be on site. Admission is $5. More, acrss.org. Radio broadcast. IOCO Players Theatre presents War of the Worlds. The Panic Broadcast, Port Moody at the Inlet United Church at the Springs, 2315 Spring Street, at 2 and 7 p.m. The production is based on the H.G. Wells novel The War of the Worlds. Today's matinee includes a free half-hour talkback with the cast and crew after the show. Tickets are via eventbrite.ca. More. Facebook.com/groups/IOCO Players Theatre Port Moody. Panthers game. Cheer on the Port Moody Panthers as they face off against Mission City on the ice at the Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 IOCO Road, for a 7:45 p.m. game. More. PortMoodyPanthers.com. Get dancing. Slip on your dancing shoes to groove to the Latin beats with the Salsa Dance Zone. A beginner's lesson is at 8 p.m. with the dance floor opening up from 9 p.m. to midnight. Tonight's event takes place at the Site B Brewery in Port Moody, 3012 Murray Street. Admission is $15. More, salsadancezone.com. Sunday, November 12th. Winter Farmers Market. Grab your grocery bags and head to the Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 IOCO Road, Port Moody, for the Winter Farmers Market, run by the Grow Local Society. Tour the market between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. to find fresh fare, meats and handcrafted items. More. MakeBakeGrow.com. Kearney Crafts. If you've got a long list of shopping to do for the holidays, consider the Archbishop Kearney Regional Catholic Secondary School Christmas Craft Fair, on from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Port Coquitlam School, 1335 Dominion Avenue. More than 150 vendors will be on site. Admission is $5. More, acrss.org. Trailblazers on Ice. Cheer on the Port Coquitlam Trailblazers as they meet Mission City on the ice at the Port Coquitlam Community Center, 2150 Wilson Avenue, for a 3 p.m. game. More, pocohockey.ca. Hardy Har Har. Jokers Canada returns to the Inlet Theatre in Port Moody, 100 Newport Doctor, with a new lineup of comedians in its Port Moody Comedy Classic Special, which starts at 7 p.m. The September 29th date sold out. Tickets for the 19-plus show are $34. More. Eventbrite.ca. Live music. Hear stories and bluesy Americana tunes from Ray Bonneville, a Juno Award winner, at the Evergreen Cultural Center in Coquitlam, 1205 Pine Tree Way. Tickets for his concert at 7:30 p.m. are $37 per $34 per $16. More. EvergreenCulturalCenter.ca. Monday, November 13th. Rhymes of Times. Julie Schmidt leads a reminiscing session on the theme, Getting Your Driver's License, at Poco Heritage, 150-2248 McAllister Avenue, from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. More. PocoHeritage.org. Tuesday, November 14th. Lest we forget. Follow Canada's greatest World War I pilot in the play Billy Bishop Goes to War, on at the Evergreen Cultural Centre in Coquitlam, 1205 Pine Tree Way. At 7:30 p.m. tickets for the Ace Productions presentation are $45 per $38 per $16. More. EvergreenCulturalCenter.ca. Salmon Doc. The Return. A 20-minute long documentary film from 2020 that captures the return of the salmon run from Burnaby's Still Creek, will be screened at the Como Lake United Church in Coquitlam, 535 Marmont Street, starting at 7:30 p.m. Director Marina Dodies will talk about her film afterwards along with Diane Ramage, a Maple Creek streamkeeper and the former president of the Pacific Salmon Foundation. More. Burke Mountain Naturalists.ca. Wednesday, November 15th. Lest we forget. Follow Canada's greatest World War I pilot in the play Billy Bishop Goes to War, on at the Evergreen Cultural Centre in Coquitlam, 1205 Pine Tree Way, at 7:30 p.m. Tickets for the Ace Productions presentation are $45 per $38 per $16. More. EvergreenCulturalCentre.ca. Thursday, November 16th. Fall Crafts. Handcrafted wares from the Eagle Ridge Hospital Auxiliary members are on sale in the lobby of the Eagle Ridge Hospital in Port Moody, 475 Guilford Way, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in support of the foundation. Pick up from cloth totes, mitts and wreaths for the fall. More. Airha.ca. Lest we forget. Follow Canada's greatest World War I pilot in the play Billy Bishop Goes to War, on at the Evergreen Cultural Centre in Coquitlam, 1205 Pine Tree Way, at 7:30 p.m. Tickets for the Ace Productions presentation are $45 per $38 per $16. More. EvergreenCulturalCentre.ca. Country Divas. The Country Divas, an all-female band, performs at the Show Theatre at Hard Rock Casino Vancouver, 2080 United Boulevard, Coquitlam, at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are via Ticketmaster. More. GreatCanadian.com. Friday, November 17th. Winter Market. Visit the Glen Pine Pavilion, 1200 Glen Pine CRT, Coquitlam, from 4 to 8 to shop for the holidays. The Glen Pine crafters and other artists have created handmade treasures, knitted wares, cards, tree decorations, baby and children's items and a great selection of gifts. Admission is free. More. Coquitlam. CA, 455, Glen Pine Pavilion. Family Forts. Port Coquitlam families with children can visit the Terry Fox Library, 2150 Wilson Avenue, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. for Family Forts after dark, 90 minutes of fort building and reading by flashlight. Fort materials will be provided, but bring your own flashlight and a snack. Register. fvrl.bc.ca. Live tunes. Two bands take to the Inlet Theatre stage in Port Moody, 100 Newport Doctor, for a show at 6 p.m. Steelin' in the Years, an 11-member ensemble paying tribute to Steely Dan, and Blues Hoodoo, a five-piece group playing funk, blues, soul and rock and roll originals and covers. Tickets for the concert are $49. More, portmoodyjams.ca. Jamaican Tour. Support the United Rugby Club as it sends off three junior teams, two boys and one girls, for a week-long tour in Jamaica next March, where they will play against local teams. Tickets for the fundraiser at the Cat and Fiddle Pub, 1979 Brown Street, Port Coquitlam, are $25. The 19-plus event starts at 6 p.m. There is no reserved seating. More. United Rugby Club. Helsom.app. Quick order. 30 years of art. Celebrate 30 years of the Art Focus Artists Association at its anniversary fall art show in the outlet at Lee Square in Port Coquitlam. The opening reception for the show and sale is from 7 to 9 p.m. The display continues throughout the weekend from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. There is no cost to attend. More. ArtFocusArtistsAssociation.com. New art at PDA. Celebrate the opening of the annual miniature exhibition, Positively Petite, and the start of the holiday artisan shop at a reception that starts at 7 p.m. Also launching are two shows, Beholding by Alison Barton Youssef and Levity, A Lightness of Spirit by Brandy Williams. More. PlaceDayArts.ca. Express Action. Watch the Coquitlam Express hockey team battle Powell River at the Poirier Sport and Leisure Complex, 633 Poirier Street, at 7 p.m. More. CoquitlamExpress.ca. Trailblazers on ice. Cheer on the Port Coquitlam Trailblazers as they meet North Vancouver on the ice at the Port Coquitlam Community Centre, 2150 Wilson Avenue, for a 7 p.m. game. More. PocoHockey.ca. Lest we forget, follow Canada's greatest World War I pilot in the play Billy Bishop Goes to War, on at the Evergreen Cultural Centre in Coquitlam, 1205 Pine Tree Way, at 7:30 p.m. Tickets for the ACE Productions presentation are $45 per $38 per $16. More. EvergreenCulturalCentre.ca. Canadian music. Catch the Tea Party and I Mother Earth at the Show Theatre at Hard Rock Casino Vancouver, 2080 United Boulevard, Coquitlam, at 8:15 p.m. Tickets are via Ticketmaster. More. GreatCanadian.com. Saturday, November 18th. Winter Market. Visit the Glen Pine Pavilion, 1200 Glen Pine CRT, Coquitlam, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. to shop for the holidays. The Glen Pine crafters and other artists have created handmade treasures, knitted wares, cards, tree decorations, baby and children's items and a great selection of gifts. Admission is free. More. Coquitlam.ca/455/glen-pine-pavilion. Riverside Market. More than 50 vendors will be offering their wares at the annual Christmas market at Riverside Community Church in Port Coquitlam, 2329 Fremont Con. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. entertainment and activities will also be provided. More. rside.ca. Plant a tree. Help the city of Port Moody to plant native trees along the Alfred Howe Greenway Trail. Meet at the northern end of the West Hill Park parking lot at the trail entrance. Gloves, eye protection and tools will be provided. More. Portmoody.ca. 30 years of art. Celebrate 30 years of the Art Focus Artists Association at its anniversary fall art show in the outlet at Lee Square in Port Coquitlam. The display is on through the weekend from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. There is no cost to attend. More. ArtFocusArtistsAssociation.com. Holly Days. It's the annual Holly Days in the Heights, a celebration by the Austin Heights Business Improvement Association, BIA, from 4 to 9 p.m. in the 1000 block of Austin Avenue between Nelson and Marmont Streets. The free festival includes food trucks and food vendors, a holiday photo booth, entertainment and activities, games and site-wide beer, wine and cider. More. austinheights.ca/event/holidays-2023. Got the beat? Spend the night dancing to the tunes from a Beatles tribute band in support of the Low Entropy Foundation. The dinner and dance fundraiser is from 6 to 11 p.m. in the wellness room at the Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 Ioco Road. More. lowentropy.org. Express action. Watch the Coquitlam Express hockey team battle Surrey at the Poirier Sport and Leisure Complex, 633 Poirier Street, at 7 p.m. More. CoquitlamExpress.ca. Lest we forget, follow Canada's greatest World War I pilot in the play Billy Bishop Goes to War, on at the Evergreen Cultural Centre in Coquitlam, 1205 Pine Tree Way. At 7:30 p.m. tickets for the ACE Productions presentation are $45 per $38 per $16. More. EvergreenCulturalCentre.ca. Panthers game. Cheer on the Port Moody Panthers as they face off against Delta on the ice at the Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 Ioco Road, for a 7:45 p.m. game. More. PortMoodyPanthers.com. Get dancing. Slip on your dancing shoes to groove to the Latin beats with the Salsa Dance Zone. A beginner's lesson is at 8 p.m. with the dance floor opening up from 9 p.m. to midnight. Tonight's event takes place at the Port Coquitlam Legion, 2675 Shaughnessy Street. Admission is $15. More. SalsaDanceZone.com. Sunday, November 19th. Winter Farmers Market. Grab your grocery bags and head to the Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 Ioco Road, Port Moody, for the Winter Farmers Market, run by the Grow Local Society. Tour the market between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. to find fresh fare, meats and handcrafted items. More. MakeBakeGrow.com. 30 Years of Art. Celebrate 30 years of the Art Focus Artists Association at its anniversary fall art show in the outlet at Lee Square in Port Coquitlam. The display is on from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. There is no cost to attend. More. ArtFocusArtistsAssociation.com. Jingle and Mingle. Be part of a magical holiday market before Christmas. The Cannoli King presents its social shopping experience from noon to 5 p.m. at 1125 to 950 Seaborn, Port Coquitlam. More. Cannoliking.ca. All Shook Up. Dogwood Songsters join the Mixed Bag Band in concert for All Shook Up, a celebration of the music of Elvis Presley. The show starts at 1:30 p.m. in the Dogwood Pavilion in Coquitlam, 1655 Winslow Avenue. Tickets at $10 can be bought from the Dogwood Designs gift shop. More. Coquitlam.ca/442/Dogwood-Pavilion. Panthers game. Cheer on the Port Moody Panthers as they face off against White Rock on the ice at the Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 Ioco Road, for a 7:45 p.m. game. More. PortMoodyPanthers.com. Monday, November 20th. Heritage Writers. Capture your life story for your family with Julie Schmidt at Poco Heritage, 150-2248 McAllister Avenue, from 10:30 a.m. to noon. Bring a pen and paper, or laptop. This month's theme is, Getting My Driver's License. More. PocoHeritage.org. Tuesday, November 21st. Heritage Detectives. Hear from Port Coquitlam history buff Brian Ness at Poco Heritage, 150-2248 McAllister Avenue, at his bi-weekly talk about the city's past. More. PocoHeritage.org. Creative Correspondence. Teens, ages 12 and up, and adults can decorate letters and cards for the holidays at the Coquitlam Public Library's Poirier Branch, 575 Poirier Street. From 7 to 8 p.m. the cards can be taken home or donated to the Holiday Hello Project. Register. coquitlam.libnet.info/event/9023093. Original Poems. Troupe de Poetry presents The Winter Show, a free all-ages event at 7 p.m. at the Evergreen Cultural Center, 1205 Pine Tree Way, Coquitlam, that sees writers perform new poetry for a live audience. More. KarenHinePoetry.wordpress.com. Wednesday, November 22nd. Creative Correspondence. Teens, ages 12 and up, and adults can decorate letters and cards for the holidays at the Coquitlam Public Library's City Center Branch, 1169 Pine Tree Way. From 7 to 8 p.m. the cards can be taken home or donated to the Holiday Hello Project. Register. coquitlam.libnet.info/event/9023090. Thursday, November 23rd. Coffee with Cops. Coquitlam RCMP is hosting its second fall talk with the public at McDonald's, 1131 Austin Avenue, Coquitlam, from 10 a.m. to noon. Coffee with a Cop aims to build relationships with the community. Refreshments will be served. More. 604-945-1550. 60 Scoop. Join the Coquitlam Heritage Society for a presentation from the 60 Scoop Indigenous Society of BC, A group to support survivors of the 60s scoop that resulted in thousands of indigenous children from taken from their homes and placed in white foster and adoptive homes from the 1950s to early 1990s. Admission is free and refreshments will be served. The talk is from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Mackin House in Coquitlam, 1116 Brunette Avenue. Register. CoquitlamHeritage.ca. South Asian Art. Hear from Sirish Rao, Director of Public Engagement and Learning at the Vancouver Art Gallery and co-founder of the Indian Summer Festival, at a cultural talk at the Evergreen Cultural Center, 1205 Pine Tree Way, Coquitlam, at 7 p.m. His talk is part of the Art Gallery at Evergreen's current exhibition Rise, Sandeep Johal and Sarah Khan. There is no cost to attend. Register. EvergreenCulturalCenter.ca. Friday, November 24th. Say cheese. Take your family, and pets, to Mackin House in Coquitlam, 1116 Brunette Avenue, to get a heritage holiday photo. Butter Studios will be in the parlor from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. to snap images for the fundraiser for the Coquitlam Heritage Society. The cost is $20 per session. Register. Coquitlam Heritage. CA. Green burials. Learn about sustainable cemeteries and how they are different from traditional cemeteries at a talk with a Heritage Gardens representative at Terry Fox Library, 2150 Wilson Avenue, Port Coquitlam. The drop-in session is from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. More, fvrl.ca. Lafarge kickoff. The largest free outdoor light show in Metro Vancouver launches around Lafarge Lake in Town Centre Park, 1299 Pine Tree Way, Coquitlam, with a city-produced party in partnership with Coquitlam Centre. The winter-themed celebration runs from 5 to 8 p.m. and includes live entertainment and food trucks. Post photos on social media with the hashtags #lightsatLafarge and #ExploreCoquitlam. More. Coquitlam.ca/lightsatLafarge. Express Action. Watch the Coquitlam Express hockey team battle Langley at the Poirier Sport and Leisure Complex, 633 Poirier Street, at 7 p.m. More. Coquitlamexpress.ca. Trailblazers on Ice. Cheer on the Port Coquitlam Trailblazers as they meet Delta on the Ice at the Port Coquitlam Community Center, 2150 Wilson Avenue, for a 7 p.m. game. More. PocoHockey.ca. Crossroads Coffeehouse. Catch Steve Sainas, a Juno Award-winning teacher, as he headlines the Crossroads Coffeehouse, a fundraiser for Crossroads Hospice in Port Moody. His latest album is Simple as This. The show starts at 7:30 p.m. at the Port Coquitlam Community Center, 2150 Wilson Avenue. Admission is $10. More, facebook.com/crossroadshospicecoffeehouse. Saturday, November 25th. Art show, sale. There's free admission to the Coquitlam Art Club Fall Show and Sale, happening today and Sunday in the Centennial Room at the Dogwood Pavilion in Coquitlam, 1655 Winslow Avenue. The event runs from 9 to 4 p.m. today and includes live demonstrations of artistic techniques and free draws for artwork. Check out the feature presentation, titled Waters of BC. More. CoquitlamArtClub.ca. Say cheese. Take your family, and pets, to Mackin House in Coquitlam, 1116 Brunette Avenue, to get a heritage holiday photo. Butter Studios will be in the parlor from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. to snap images for the fundraiser for the Coquitlam Heritage Society. The cost is $20 per session. Register. CoquitlamHeritage.ca. Mayor's Charity Ball. Support the fire departments in Coquitlam and Port Coquitlam as their charitable societies host the second annual Mayor's Charity Ball at the Hard Rock Casino Vancouver, 2080 United Boulevard, Coquitlam. The gala from 5:30 to 11 p.m. includes a buffet dinner, entertainment, a silent auction and 50-50 draw. Last year's fundraiser brought in more than $135,000 for the nutritional snack programs at elementary schools. Tickets. Eventbrite.ca. Panthers game. Cheer on the home team Port Moody Panthers as they face off against Port Coquitlam on the ice at the Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 Ioco Road, for a 7:45 p.m. game. More. PortMoodyPanthers.com. Musical Theater. Evergreen Cultural Center in Coquitlam, 1205 Pine Tree Way, will turn its rehearsal hall into a cabaret for Play on Words Productions musical show featuring its founders, Ryan Nunez, Theo Budd and Sabrielle McCurdy. The event starts at 8 p.m. More. EvergreenCulturalCenter.ca. Sunday, November 26th. Winter Farmers Market. Grab your grocery bags and head to the Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 Ioco Road. Port Moody, for the Winter Farmers Market, run by the Grow Local Society. Tour the market between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. to find fresh fare, meats and handcrafted items. More. MakeBakeGrow.com. Art show, sale. There's free admission to the Coquitlam Art Club Fall Show and Sale, happening today and Sunday in the Centennial Room at the Dogwood Pavilion in Coquitlam, 1655 Winslow Avenue. The event runs from 9 to 3 p.m. today and includes live demonstrations of artistic techniques and free draws for artwork. Check out the feature presentation, titled Waters of BC. More. CoquitlamArtClub.ca. Juno winner. Families can hear stories and sing songs with the award-winning entertainer Norman Foote at the Inlet Theatre in Port Moody, 100 Newport Doctor. At 3:30 p.m. he will perform with the Coastal Sound Music Academy's kids and junior choirs. The concert is part of Bill Sample and Darlene Cooper's Inlet Theatre music series. Tickets. Eventbrite.ca. Signature style. Quartetto Gelato. A classical music quartet that's played around the world, lands at the Evergreen Cultural Center in Coquitlam, 1205 Pine Tree Way, for a show at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $37 per $34 per $16. More. EvergreenCulturalCenter.ca. Panthers game. Cheer on the Port Moody Panthers as they face off against North Vancouver on the ice at the Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 Ioco Road, for a 7:45 p.m. game. More. PortMoodyPanthers.com. Wednesday, November 29th. Piano Masters. Catch Elizabeth and Marcel Bergman in a recital titled Carnival. At the Evergreen Cultural Center in Coquitlam, 1205 Pine Tree Way, at 2:30 p.m. their show features St. Sain's Carnival of the Animals, a favorite for the young and young at heart. Tickets are $32 per $28 per $16. More. EvergreenCulturalCenter.ca. Thursday, November 30th. Original Poems. Troupe de Poetry presents the Winter Show, a free all-ages event at 5:45 p.m. at the Port Coquitlam Legion, 2675 Shaughnessy Street, Port Coquitlam, that sees writers perform new poetry for a live audience. More. KarenHeinePoetry.wordpress.com.